Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast of the week. We will recap the conversation around facing our fears in this podcast and hopefully leave you with a few reflective thoughts. This is Dan Butler, and I am going to be joined by Andrea Townsley and Nick Duffy as we recap the weekly Iowa Educational Chat hosted on Twitter. We will point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find the Twitter chat archive capturing all of the tweets, resources, and ideas at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. As I mentioned, our topic tonight was facing our fears, as we had a conversation about common fears within the educational landscape, as well as situations getting in the way of doing our best work. We hope you will find useful information from tonight's podcast to apply in your setting, as a few big takeaways are highlighted in the next couple of minutes of this podcast. I am now going to pass things over to Andrea Townsley.
Thanks, Dan. I'm going to go ahead and jump right into question 5, where we asked, what's getting in the way of achieving your personal best and what will you do about it? This is a question that had a lot of us talking about balance, so I'm going to try and highlight just a couple of them. Allison Crable says, saying yes to everything, which leaves not enough time to do my best in each thing. I'm saying yes to some, but not all things. That's a great start, Allison, recognizing it and then trying to balance that. Jovia Stickle says, I'm the first person to steal my own personal best. I sell myself short and don't give myself enough credit. And in order to overcome this, Jovi says that he does a lot of positive self-talk and writes a lot of blogs to reflect. Kim Fisher talked about balance. She says she finds herself focusing on one hat more than the other at all times. Those hats change, but my ability to balance remains inconsistent. She's sure that no one has any problems, such as lists. Thanks for sharing that, Kim. And then Diane Sundermeyer brought up windshield time is sometimes a barrier for her, but she says this just goes with the job, but she tries to use it as a time to collaborate. She calls, voxes, text-to-speech a lot of her colleagues while she's behind the wheel. Thank goodness, she says, that they know that she needs to verbally process. And then she gave a shout-out to some of her tribe that helps her process. So those are just a couple of ideas to help us get through and always be able to achieve our personal best. I'm going to send it over to Nick for his thoughts on tonight's chat.
Thanks, Andrea. For question 2, we asked, within any given situation, we have the choice to step forward into growth or step back into safety. What are your thoughts about this statement? John Huebner, at Iowa John Huebner, shared, I believe it is important to continue to grow. This is what we want our students to do, and we need to role model that. It is easier to stay and do what is safe, but can we maintain a high level of rigor in our jobs if we always play it safe? Mandy Gamble, at MND Gamble, said, I think there is a time and place for both. I've always been a bring it on type of person, but I'm really learning to take a step back, think about impact on a more global scale, and then move forward. It's a big shift for me. Chris Walker at Walk Chris J wrote, as leaders, we have to make a conscious decision to learn from every situation. When we learn, we grow. When we grow, we have a responsibility to pour into our team members and help them grow also. And finally, Alicia Ray at I Love Educating shared, stepping forward is scary, but usually so worth it. Take a risk into growth. Trust that the ground is solid. Overall, it's easy and appropriate to acknowledge that change causes a little apprehension. Many of our participants essentially shared that while we want to be growth-oriented, we understand the reasons that people perhaps stay in their comfort zones. The challenge, then, is finding a way to step out in comfort, even in some small way. Now to Dan to wrap up our thoughts.
Thank you very much, Andrea, Nick, and company for your thoughts, reflections, and takeaways. Question 6 had us talking about limitations from not facing our fears, as we asked our followers to respond to this image, which stated, the fears we don't face become our limits. Morgan Jones kicked things off with this tweet. If we let our fears keep us from doing something, we will never truly know what we're capable of. Alex Steubenbort's response caught my attention as well. Fear can be paralyzing, but it can also be a hell of a motivator. Check out Tim Urban's TED Talk about procrastination. Fear isn't always a bad thing. And we will include a link to this TED Talk that Alex mentioned from Tim Urban in our show notes. And here's my take on this. There are situations that we experience every single day within our roles where we can choose safety and stay in our comfort zones, or we can take a step toward growth. Many times, taking a step toward growth requires us to try new things, face our fears, and experience uncertainty. When given the opportunity, we can do what we've always done, or we can experience discomfort, uncertainty, and fear to learn, grow, and get better. I think you know the better path as it relates to being our personal best. Thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We certainly appreciate it. Please visit tinyurl.com/IAEdChat to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. Our website is a treasure trove of resources. And do not hesitate to contact us about topics that you would like to discuss on Iowa Ed Chat. You can subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. While you subscribe, give us a rating. Let us know what you think of our shows. We would love to have that feedback. We are going to be back next week with another great topic. Until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.